And aside from that and the late night election, lots of votes still coming in. We have Andy Mossack on the road for us, travelling all over the place. Now, wherever he is, I don't know, but here is a clue, and you might be able to help me out with this one. Clue number one for where in the world is Andy Mossack. I am on an island where the fortified wine made here was used to toast the signing of the American Declaration of Independence. It's also the only place in the world where you can officially ride in a wicker toboggan down the steep winding roads of the capital, guided by men wearing white boaters. Has he been eating the cheese again? Is he making this up? Does this actually happen? I'm on an island where the fortified wine made here was used to toast the signing of the American Declaration of Independence. Also the only place in the world where you can officially ride in a wicker toboggan down the steep windy roads of the capital, guided by men wearing white boaters. He'll be on, the man himself, in about 25 minutes, 11:15. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. If you know for a fact where he is, and you could help me with it, there is a second clue. Oh, there is. That's coming just after the headlines and the weather in about 10 minutes' time. It's all about fireworks, the second clue. I've just seen it now, but fortified wine. Malta? Why am I thinking Malta? I'm going to Malta for this. Fortified wine's throwing me, but wicker toboggan down steep winding roads. Yeah, an American independence. The wine that was made there was used to toast it. So it's got to be big. It's got to be popular. It's got to be an important island, hasn't it? Sicily? Mind you, can't be Sicily. Ibiza? I've no idea where is he. Do you know? Yeah, but nothing's going to stop us now here on a Thursday night with me, Russell Walker, your late night friend. Thank you very much for all of the votes through the day for the late night election. Quite a close one, this. Lionel Richie taking on Billy Ocean. Lines closed just then. That's it. We're tabulating and collating. The other side of Chaka Khan and I'm Every Woman will have the winner of it. We'll have two tunes from the person who's done it. Very, very close tonight. Very, very close indeed. A few more here for the Andy Mossack. Definitely Madeira. Got my islands mixed up, says Mary Wakefield. Irene in Baton. Definitely Madeira. And the final for the Situation soundtrack. Really didn't. Boise. I think it's Hawaii. Is that where you reckon he is? Well, we had Ron in Missouri saying he could be on Alcatraz near San Francisco. I'm not sure there's much fortified wine and things happening on Alcatraz these days. But it's an interesting image, certainly. Have you had Black Velvet by the Dubliners? And I think Andy is in Funchal in Madeira. Oh, another vote for Madeira. The man himself is on the way very, very soon. Tony at work. Hi there. Went to Madeira in 1999, an absolutely beautiful island. The brandy they make is very tasty, and proper Madeira cake is black. Apparently tastes fabulous. Tony at work. He's work shunting. Would recommend Madeira to anybody. Well, I look forward to... I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to seeing what Andy himself says about this. However, one clue for Andy Mossack. You ready for number two? The island's annual New Year's Eve fireworks show officially held the world record for the biggest fireworks display in the world until it was beaten by Kuwait in 2012. The show was witnessed last year by 14 giant cruise ships anchored just outside the harbour. Wherever this place is, it sounds amazing. Do we think it's the capital of Madeira? Funchal, isn't it? Or Funchal. My pronunciations are terrible. But I think it's Madeira. I'm going for Madeira now. I'm with you on this. 81333, Russ, at the start of your message. Coming next, result of the election. We've got a half hour of power not far away. And Andy Mossack himself. Could he be in Madeira? He is Chaka Khan, and I am Every Woman. They can't do you for it, as me Nana always said. Now, though, time to find out, having had two clues and a whole lot of teletext here, where in the world is Andy Mossack? He travels the globe, east, west, north and south. Don't think he's ever surprised us and done one from Britain yet, but there's always a next time, isn't there? Let's have a catch up with him. He's on the line now. Hi, Andy.
Greetings, greetings. Hello, everybody.
Greetings, my friend. Now, the clues you gave us about fortified wine and yes. taking rides with men in white boaters down this. I originally went for Malta. On the, I'm going to confess. It's Malta. It sounds like it's going to be this. However, then they pointed out that the fortified wine is quite famous and called Madeira. And that made yes. me think you must be in Madeira and probably in the capital of it.
Yes, indeed. The Portuguese island of Madeira. Well done.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. We got it right. The audience never let me down. I got it wrong.
They're fantastic, aren't they? They're brilliant.
Yeah, they've always...
Walter, I mean, come on.
Exactly. So, I mean, how silly am I? So, here yes. you are. Are you in the capital city?
I have been. I'm currently actually in the north of the island at the moment, but I have been in Funchal, yes. And it's Madeira is... a pretty underrated island, actually. It's one of my favourites. I've been here a few times and never ceases to throw something new. It's just to put it into context, it's sort of a semi-tropical island in the Atlantic Ocean, just off the coast, northwest coast of Africa, so about 500 miles from Morocco and about 300 miles from the Canary Islands. Wow. And geographically, it's quite an extraordinary island because you've got this... sort of coastal area, no sand, lots of rocks, but this massive mountainous center, which is full of forest and of this sort of volcanic rock. So it makes itself really just a stunning landscape wherever you look. It's quite remarkable. Yeah, fantastic place.
For somewhere that's relatively small, that seems to pack a lot in.
Yeah. I mean, it's 50 miles long and about 26 miles wide. But because of all these huge mountains everywhere, it used to take them hours to get from one side of the island to the other. Now they've got this network of tunnels. So, you know, it's a 40-minute drive to get from the north to the south. But it's brilliant. It really is brilliant. And I know people used to think of Madeira as sort of people of a certain age went there, you know, to maybe see out their retirement. But I think back in the sort of maybe 15 years ago, that was probably deserved. But these days, loads of outdoor activities, canyoning and hiking and all kinds of stuff. And it's been a real active few days that I've been here. It's been great.
Let's not forget, of course, the Cristiano Ronaldo Museum.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is in Funchal, right? He's got his own museum now. That's how big
it
is.
Not open yet. Not he's open got, yet.
Well, you but, can queue up outside.
Yes, shortly to be. And the hotel. He's going to have his own hotel too.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, I mean, they're milking it for what it's worth.
Well, wouldn't you? If the captain of your national side, one of your greatest ever footballers, happens to be from the island.
Absolutely, so yeah.
You said you've had a very active few days. Now, you are a very active man. You are, as as my doctor would say, fit as a fiddle and deft as a brush. So what have you been up to then?
Well, obviously, I've taken a toboggan. You know, it's a must do. Let's get this into context. Funchal itself is like this massive amphitheatre, if you can imagine. This huge amphitheatre with this cliffs all round. And Funchal sort of clings to the side of it. And they have a cable car that goes from the harbour right up to the top, the village of Monte at the top. And these toboggans are actually start at the village of Monte up the top there. And they've been going since the 1800s. I mean, they are handed down. These toboggans themselves have been handed down through the generations. And you get in there and you are guided by these two guys, always men, and they're two guys wearing these white boaters. And they very skillfully navigate their way down these windy roads. It's about 15 minutes till you get to the bottom. Wow. It's really great fun ride. And the traffic has to give way. I mean, they have right of way. It's brilliant.
You see, in honour of Last of the Summer Wine, they should do this in Home Firth with old tin baths on wheels, shouldn't they? They are missing a trick. They are missing a trick.
Why not?
So, yeah. I mean, obviously it's quite safe to go down in these toboggans, right?
Oh, these guys really are very good at it, actually. They've been doing it, obviously, for a long, long, long time. But yes, it is safe. I mean, it's not exactly like huge amounts of traffic here, and so they're used to it. But they go, you know, the traffic has to go up very slowly when they go down this route. And it's quite slippery because it's on these sort of cobbled stones. So they're quite slidey. And the other thing, the main thing we do in Madeira is the Levada walks, which are fantastic. And these levadas, the levada is Portuguese for to carry.
Right.
And they were built in the 16th centuries to carry water from the north side of the island where the rainfall comes in down to the more drier south. And it's an ingenious system. They're like sort of 2 foot wide viaducts built into the rock. And the beauty is that they make them ideal routes for people walking. So they're all over the island, right across the mountains, everywhere. And it's over 2,000 kilometres of these amazing levadas. And you go walking along them, and you can never get lost because you've always got this sort of levada water with you. But you're going through prehistoric forest and through tunnels. You have to have a little torch with you, so you go through these rock tunnels, and it's just fantastic views, and it's a great walk. Wow. I did it today, actually. It's good.
Well, it sounds like it's... Why haven't I been, Andy? This is what I'm sat here now hearing you talk about this. I'm thinking, why haven't I been to Madeira?
I really don't know.
This sounds like a gorgeous place. So
it is. It's fabulous. Yeah, it's fabulous. And yesterday, you could take a catamaran out, which is what I did, out onto the ocean to go dolphin watching. You know, brilliant. Dolphins, and if you have the right time of year, the whales are out there too. So... brilliant. Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's surrounded by dolphins, we were jumping around. They were great. Yeah, leaping out of the water. Fabulous.
This is now, if I went, they'd all have the day off. But because
you're guaranteed, mate. Guaranteed. Okay. From those dolphins.
Now, let's get down to, let's say, the eat and drink of the island here. Yes. Now, obviously, the fortified wine shares the name of the island. So, obviously, they're obviously very proud of that. But in terms of cuisine and different ranges and different options, I mean, we know it's one of the busiest sort of cruise liner docking places around. Yeah. And so that obviously brings an international clientele into the island. Who might be looking for summer to eat. So what kind of choices are there for us?
Well, the cruise ships are here only from September to March. That's the sort of cruise season. It's very much Portuguese cuisine, obviously because Portugal is sort of, it's affiliated to Portugal. But they've got the scabbard fish, which is a black, very fierce-looking fish, which is like a big long eel. With massive teeth.
Sounds delicious. Looks
disgusting, but actually tastes very nice. And they have this thing called an espadada, which is like a skewered beef that's been rubbed in garlic, which is delicious. And my favourite, actually, is a bread, actually. It's called a bolo de caco, which is a flat, round bread, and they bake it on hot stone, and they put garlic butter in the middle. It's absolutely... beautiful.
Oh, it's like a bread chicken Kiev, isn't it? That?
Indeed, yeah. It's to die for. Very, very nice. And poncha, of course, which is like punch, because they grow sugar cane here, so lots of rum. And poncha is rum and lemon juice, and sometimes they put passion fruit with it too. So no shortage of alcoholic beverages, that's for sure.
Well, let's turn our attention to how far your shilling will stretch when you're in Madeira then. I mean, obviously, there's lots of big companies will of course, I'm sure, do packages there. But if you want to go in sort of an independent sort of traveler way, is there a decent range?
Yeah, very good range. I mean, in fact, all the low-cost airlines come here. And it's pretty cheap to get here. And then to eat here and to stay is very, very affordable. Very affordable. This catamaran trip I went on yesterday, half a day, and you're guaranteed to see dolphins, it's €35. Which is, what is that, 20, 23 quid, something like that?
At the minute, I think it is, yeah. So
yeah, it's pretty really good for half a day, yeah. And you could take like a safari tour, a day safari tour right around the island, seeing all kinds of things. That works out about €40 for the day. So, you know, in my book, that's really good value. And to eat out, I think you can get really down the old town or in one of the villages, really good meal, no more than about 20 euros, I'd say. So
I fairly think standard then, yeah?
Fairly good. Yeah. Really good. Really good. And lots of local artisan things to buy as well. So
okay.
They're lovely people as well. And it's a very, very friendly place. And it's also very safe. These days, you know, sadly, travel is always tinged with a bit of, you know, you've got to look risk up and think, is this right or wrong? Do I take a chance? Madeira really is a very safe place to be.
Okay, so how long are you there for then before you have to fly on to the next glamorous location?
Yes, I've been looking at the... they have a lovely flower festival here, actually, in April. And I've been just looking at how they've been preparing for that. So that's been quite interesting. So I got here Monday and I'm leaving tomorrow, coming back to Blighty tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sad.
I know.
I feel so sad for you, Andy.
I might bring a few bottles of the old Madeira with me, though.
Good Lord. I'm sure before you go, you'd like to know where it's twinned with Funchal.
Absolutely.
Always interesting to find out where it's twinned with. Yeah. It is twinned with the place here. It's twinned with two places in Great Britain. One is Gibraltar. That's where it's twinned with. Other is St. Helier on Jersey.
Ah, yeah. Now, that's very interesting because in Jersey, there are tons of Madeiran people there. Most of them are in the catering trade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, any time you go to a hotel in Jersey, you will find people from Madeira serving it.
And the other one worth noting, Cape Town, it's twinned with.
Really?
Yeah. I don't imagine that the two sound like they've got much in common, but Cape Town and Sao Paulo in Brazil.
Oh, well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, being as though you could fit all of Madeira in Sao Paulo in Brazil, I think that's quite nice. There's something nice about that.
Well, actually, Funchal itself is a bit like Rio, actually, in a small way. So if you can imagine Rio, then you've got an idea of what Funchal perhaps looks like.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, Andy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of time in Madeira, my dear.
I will. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks, my friend. He'll be back on the road soon, of course. Andy Mossack in Madeira. Why have we not been to Madeira? If you've been, you had a great time. I am so jealous. It sounds gorgeous, this. Missing out again. And, of course, we'll try and get one or two photos from Andy Mossack and his latest trip to Madeira. We'll get one or two photos, and we'll share those at facebook.com.